Now, for people who enjoy using technology, it might feel like there's an app for everything. Some are mindless. I mean, I'm a little embarrassed to tell you how much time I spend baking fake pizza on my mobile device. Then there are apps that are meant to actually be productive, and let's hear about one of those now. In San Francisco, a group of software developers formed a nonprofit called Code for America. They're developing apps to help cities function better for their citizens. This year, the organization is working in 9 cities around the U.S. Laura Ziegler of member station KCUR reports on what Code for America is doing for Kansas City.
Andrew Heider is a 31-year-old urban planner who's one of 3 Code for America fellows in Kansas City for the year. I caught up with him at a hackathon, an all-night gathering of like-minded young people who come together to brainstorm and write code or software, hence the name Code for America. His Twitter handle, Hack Your City, reflects the communal ethos around here that hacking now has a positive connotation.
You take a system and maybe break it apart and find what pieces you could build for cheaper or easier. And then you put it back together in this new form that it's helped everyone out. You've left it better than you found it.
And that's what Code for America fellows are trying to do. They're working on criminal justice systems in New York and Louisville, and in San Francisco and San Mateo on health and human services. In the Kansas City area, the fellows are looking at ways to spur economic development.
You'd never know, looking at these new wooden brick townhomes across 5th Street in the heart of Kansas City, Kansas, that the block was once blighted homes and drug houses. The other thing you would never know is that it took John Harvey and his nonprofit redevelopment group, City Vision, days, weeks, even months to penetrate the bureaucracy to begin to get this work done.
John Harvey says no commercial real estate company is ever going to jump through the same hoops as City Vision, whose mission it is to clean up bad neighborhoods.
I mean, just to figure out the ownership and get control of the property, you may have to go to the Register of Deeds, you may have to go to the Tax Delinquent Real Estate Office, you might have to go to the Treasurer's Office, all just to get a hold of the property.
Harvey says with an app like the one Code for America is working on, he could retrieve all that information in one place online in a matter of minutes. Fellows in the Kansas City area are hoping their web-based product will reach beyond urban renewal to nothing less than a sweeping new relationship between citizens and their government. The hope is it will extend not only to the energetic startup internet community here, but small businesses across the board. Heider and his colleague Ariel Kennan rolled out the first version of their app for some city officials and community leaders late last month. It's a how-to manual for civic engagement, says Kennan.
There would be a variety of lessons that you could go ahead and engage with. So it could be promote your business online, pay your taxes online.
Gwendolyn Thomas is a city employee, and she has some concerns. She fields calls to the non-emergency helpline in the Kansas City, Kansas mayor's office.
You know, it may work for some of our younger adults in the community, but we get a lot of calls from our seniors, and so they're not computer knowledgeable. You know, they don't have those tools.
I'm working till like midnight.
Back at the hackathon, you hear the word iteration a lot. That's hackeries for changes. Heider says the fellows will continue tweaking the technology, making it easier to understand and more accessible. But the technology itself, he says, is not the biggest challenge.
Keeping people engaged using these types of technology in the right way to ask questions and actually get valuable feedback, using it is the harder part.
The Code for America fellows will leave Kansas City in November, but the organization plans to leave its footprint here with something called the Brigade. It's a group of local volunteers who will continue helping citizens engage with city government online. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.